KCSI Sports here in Corinna today with Corinna Cardinal football head coach Connor Hannafin. Coach Hannafin, you're getting to be a grizzled coaching veteran now, so we'll save that for later in the interview. But first of all, tell me a little about your summer. What did you do this summer to keep busy?
Yeah, you know, we had a great summer. We had great attendance in the weight room. We pushed about 68-70 high school boys every day, so that's really good numbers for us. But for me, it was just, you know, enjoying family time and got to go to the Shrine Bowl and represent our community and our school and our program with along with a player in Jordan Butt. And it was a fantastic, fantastic time and a privilege to do it. And then went down to Table Rock, spent a week down there on the lake. So right before we started the football, volleyball grind.
Well, that is a perfect summer there, a little bit of work and a little bit of vacation. But back to your time at the Unidome and that Shrine game, it has to be a tremendous benefit to be able to work with other coaches and learn different things from experience in like that. I'm assuming that happened for you, but for that week you were there.
Yeah, that's a great point. We had a great staff. You know, Coach Faust at Glenwood was our head coach, and Coach Victor at Mount Air, and Coach Mathewson, who's going from ACGC to Van Meter, unfortunately, because he's a good coach, you know. But Coach Joyner at Marion, Coach Jones at Fairfield, and then Coach Ellsbury at Iowa City Regina. So a bunch of guys with different, you know, are coaching at different places, different socioeconomics, different everything, and just seeing how they do things, learning from them, bringing some of that to our program that I like that we can change. And, you know, when you can collaborate as coaches, that's always the best thing we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great benefit to have that summer there to focus on football. Of course, now here we are. We're taping this in preseason, and you're still a week or so away from your first game. But, you know, each season, it's kind of like you're starting over from scratch. You always got some returning kids, but you got some new kids. Tell me how many kids you got out in your program, coach, and kind of the breakdown between grade levels.
Yeah, so we actually have the most out that I've had since I've been here, which is a big deal. And we have about 55 kids out. You know, and then when we looked at our middle school, we have 7th, 8th grade, we have 42. So the future is very bright for the football program, numbers wise and development. Kids are excited about it, which is a testament to our boys and coaches. And you know, breakdown, I think we're right about 7 or 8 seniors. And then we're pushing a big junior class, a good size sophomore class, and then we brought in about 13-15 freshmen that are developing and learning high school football.
There you go. You know, coach, you know, part of the new season is you kind of move on from the last season, but when we look back at last season, by a 6-3 record last year, really good record, but I know you, the coach, you're looking at that record with some money left on the table, since a little bit up and down season, losing to rival Shenandoah, but defeating eventual state runner-up Van Meter and state qualifier Underwood. It's kind of a season that I would think that you're looking and using as motivation for this year.
Yeah, you know, that was one of the first things we talked about in our team meeting, you know, back in May, and then also right away, first day of camp, was just our key word this year is being consistent. Consistent in everything we do, weight room, school, practice, reps, you know, like you talked about, it was like a roller coaster of emotions last year. You win some really big games where we play really well, and then there's some games that we left out there that we know we could have had. So that's something that we're preaching on the practice field. Every coach and every drill is about being consistent in what we're doing. You know, when you look back, there's so many positives, and we're always going to take those away. But as a coach, you got to look at the whole program as a whole and see where do we fall in those three, what caused that, and we got to fix it.
You know, also then kind of looking back last year and in terms of how it could play out this year, you were an explosive team last year, a lot of team speed, and you've got a lot of those guys back. Last year, your passing attack, I thought, came along really well. And Corinna, as you know, your MO has been ground and pound, and a little bit the ball was in the air last year. Do you see similarities for this coming year, or each year is a different year, but what's your thoughts on your, at least from your offensive perspective this year?
Yeah, you know, we're still, bottom line is our identity, we want to be physical. I mean, that's just who we are. It's who this program has been built on. We want to be physical, relentless in everything we do and give full effort. So we still want to run the football. I mean, that sets up everything for these guys on the perimeter to be successful in our quarterback. You know, 3 years ago, we were just, like you said, we were a ground and pound team. We want to get after you. And we knew that if we wanted to get to where we wanted to be, which is the UNI Dome and competing for championships, we got to be a little more diverse. And so I got to give a lot of credit to, like, Noah Harris. You know, he really developed as a quarterback, put a lot of time in. And now, fortunately, we have a guy in Cooper Baumgart, going to be a junior, who's doing the same things. A great quarterback, has all the tangibles. And so, you know, we're going to be a little more balanced. We want to be a little more explosive. We got four or five dudes on the perimeter that are, that can run. You know, if you look at our track program, thanks to Coach Blank, obviously, right? So, you know, I think that's also a testament to what we do in the weight room, our whole, like, coaches working together on how we can get those athletes to develop. And we're very, very explosive on the perimeter. We're going to make sure we use that too.
Yeah, because I look at some of your playmakers. I mean, guys that you can talk about here, but just a playmaker perspective, Caleb Shane, Baylor Hash, Nolan Wagner, Caden Howley. I mean, these are guys that just can make plays for you out there offensively.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, you're looking at the running back position, right? Caleb Shane last year got banged up in a scrimmage and then, you know, didn't play the first 4 or 5 weeks. And Baylor, as a sophomore, really exploded off and had some big games and really developed. And then when we got Caleb back, it was like a 1-2 punch. Yeah. And that's kind of what's nice going in this year is we have two guys that are very reliable, very explosive, good playmakers, and can kind of give each other breaks so we're not getting all the reps, right? And then you look at the perimeter, we have Caden Holly, who's, you know, this is going to be his fourth year starting, right? So a guy that's very experienced, does all the right things, leads, very explosive. You know, we also look at Nolan Wagner coming back, started at free safety. He's another explosive receiver. Look at, you know, on the track, all the another guy to talk about is Cohen Phillips, a guy who's put in so much time and work and really developed and exploded on the scene during track with his speed. Hayden Hash, Ryan Wagner. Yeah, we got a lot of guys on the perimeter.
It's not an official Corinna team unless there's a Wagner on. That's how I always look at this.
It's either that or Sunderman sometimes.
Right. Sunderman or Wagner. It's not an official Corinna team. Defensively, tell me quickly about your defense, what you see on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, we return a lot of experience, you know, at the DB position, Caden Hawley, Nolan Wagner, Hayden Hash, who got some reps there. We're developing other guys there that, you know, just in case purposes. At the linebacker position, you return our leading tackler in Baylor Hash. Caleb Shane's back in the interior. Ryan Wagner, who came out for the first time in his high school career last year and just exploded off the scenes, has developed a ton and looks really good. Cohen Phillips playing a little bit of cash. So Barrett Hagee's another guy I got to talk about who's really put in a lot of work and time and developed, and some younger guys there that are looking good. D-line wise, we got two or three guys in the interior that are very reliable, and we're looking for Connor Lusmore, another junior, to take a big step at the strong end position, and Carson Wake, Parker Byers, some of the younger guys to develop for those other defensive ends.
You guys are really good defense, like forcing turnovers, 10 forced fumbles, 12 interceptions. That's part of your defensive MO to turn the ball over on the other team.
Yeah, we, you know, Roger, you know, what's this going to be? His 40th year, so that's an experienced vet right there. It's like, maybe that's the nicest way to put it. So, no, but he's phenomenal. He puts these guys in positions to be successful. We're attack-oriented. You know, we want to attack the defense. We don't want to be reactive. We want to be proactive, make them make plays, and put them in jeopardy and let us go make plays. So that's just kind of been our philosophy. We've been very good at it, and we got the guys that bought into it and are physical, you know, like we're going to talk about. You know, just be physical and relentless and go make plays.
Coach, I got your first game as the 28th, I believe. That's Creston, I think, at home. Mm-hmm. And then you get right from there, you're playing a 3A school. I think Creston's a 3A school.
Yep.
And then you got Shenandoah, which is a big one. That'll be here this year in Clarinda, Underwood, Sheridan, Van Meter, Grandview Christian. Boy, this is a rugged schedule, rugged district.
Yeah, you know, that's something that, you know, last year there was four teams ranked in the top 10 at times in Class 2A in our district. And, you know, when we got that district, we knew that. We put down, you know, we had Creston, who's a 3A team, very good, coached well. Know those guys really well. They play hard. So that's always a great test for us week one. Obviously, Shenandoah, there's a lot to that, a lot of emotion. And then Underwood, which has been a predominant program for the last 10 years, do a lot of good things. And then you look at our district, you know, you have Sheraton, who's a physical team. You know, Van Meter, everyone knows who that is, there's no doubt. And, you know, you got to give a lot of respect to their program. That's the kind of program we all want to be. Grandview Christian is another good school, and you know, in the Des Moines area, wrong with Woodward Granger. So
a lot of travel.
Yeah, a lot of travel. You know, we've talked about that. Is, you know, it's very important for us to be a 1 or 2 seed, and predominantly the number 1 seed in our district for travel wise. You know, we're going to be in Des Moines 3 of the last 4 weeks of the season, so we got to be ready to be road dogs, and we're ready for that.
And then I guess on the flip side, use that sense that you're down here in the south of Iowa, when those teams travel down here, they've got to come down here to the cornfields, right?
Yeah, we talk about that quite a bit. We talk about that quite a bit. I won't say exactly what we say, but we talk about it quite a bit. And you know, we utilize that. You know, this is southwest Iowa. I think there's a lot of good football, a lot of good kids down here, and sometimes we get a little underlooked, and we make sure we want to go up there and put on a good product.
Coach, you want to win every game. You want to achieve all those team goals. But when you look at this now, beginning of the season, at the end of the year, what do you think are the keys for this team to have success this year?
Number one, be physical in everything we do. Number two, be confident. And the last thing is be consistent. Be consistent in what we do. Whatever your job is, whatever your role is, whether it's the guy starting, the guy rotating, the guy on the sideline cheering the dudes on, echoing calls, whatever that is, like making sure we're consistent in what we do. And that's been the key word this year. Guys have bought into it. And as long as we're consistent in what we do, I think everything else will fall into part.
Well, Coach, you've got a good team this year. You're going to have an exciting season. We're looking forward to that. And just great things for the Cardinals here. And go get them this year and get some W's on the board.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you guys covering us. Everything you do, Matt.
Connor Hanifin, head coach, Clarinda Cardinal football team. This is KCSI Sports.